once to either side of us, then backed off to think about what to do next. Exile gave up with the flames. They hadn't done much. The Night Stalkers were busy repairing the gaps already. I knew what I'd do next if I was the Limper. I'd prance through one of those breaches and start taking out my top enemies. Being almost as smart as me, he figured it that way himself. The snow was pretty torn up out there now, but he strayed onto some virgin stuff while he was making up his mind which breach to charge. About 50 slimy green tentacles shot up out of it, glommed onto him, and started trying to pull him apart. The snow all around erupted. A whole pride of monsters piled on Limper. Toad Killer Dog got his head in his jaws and tried to bite it off. Something else shoved a hoof in his mouth so he couldn't do no hollering. The people who had ridden those monsters ran toward the excitement. Exile and the twins paid no attention. They faced the city now, making concerted, complex, come-hither gestures. What looked like a flock of birds rose from deep in the city and headed our way. Close up, I saw it wasn't birds at all, but lots of chunks of wood. The flock settled outside the wall, neatly building a monumental pyre. Did they think they were going to roast Limper? They'd tried fire already. No. A giant pot followed the wood, sloshing, settled amidst the pyre. A big lid followed. It just hung around in the air, waiting. The Black Riders got in on the fun down below. Everybody and everything was trying to cut the Limper up or tear him apart. I asked Torque, "You got an onion we can toss in?" Brigadier Wildbrand said, "That's the spirit." She winked when I looked at her. The spirit? I didn't have no spirit left. This wasn't even my fight when I thought about it, and my hip was hurting so bad I expected to fall off everything in a minute. The Limper bit the hoof off the thing that had one in his mouth, spit it out, let out a howl like the world's death scream. Bodies and pieces of body flew. Only Toad Killer Dog hung on. He and the Limper rolled around, growling and screaming while the others tried to get back into it. Exile assessed the damage. He looked at me. "He's too strong for us. It wasn't a great hope anyway. Will you contribute?" I signed to Darling. "He wants help." She nodded, fixed on the action. For a moment I thought she wasn't going to answer. Then she made a complicated series of hand gestures. The eagle plunged off her shoulder, went flapping off and up. I saw what Exile meant about Limper being too strong. One of the monsters was doing the foot-and-mouth trick to keep his sorcery silent. Toad Killer Dog was on his back, hanging on with all four limbs, his jaws still locked on the Limper's head, which he had almost completely turned around. But the others could not keep his limbs pinned. He used